WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. He's coming to town with Sammy Hagar and The Circle. He's the former bassist for Van Halen and the current favorite son of Chicago. It is Michael Anthony. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Current favorite son. I like that.
Current favorite son. When did you move to California from Chicago?
Oh, geez. I mean, you know, it was a long time ago. I was probably 12 or 13 years old when we actually moved from Chicago.
So where did you live? Did you live in the city, the suburbs, where?
Yeah, just on the south side of the city. I forget exactly where.
Okay. Do you remember where you went to grammar school?
Oh my gosh! You know what? It'll probably. Well, you're tasking all the tough ones there. That was a while back. You know what? It'll probably come to me while we're talking.
Okay. Do you still have relatives here in Chicago? I know you got a bunch of people.
Yeah, you know, I still have a few relatives around. Mostly now, it's like, you know, cousins of mine and their families. When we first started touring there, I remember the first time. Well, in '78. That was like the first major place that we played on tour with Journey was at the Aragon Ballroom.
Right.
And I must have had about 30 people, and they were all family. And the band's looking at me like, what? You got what? And I needed my own room for my, just, you know, aunts and uncles and everything like that. And it was pretty chaotic pretty much every time we came to Chicago to play.
I would love for you guys to play the Aragon. First of all, it hasn't changed since 78. And secondly, just to see you in an intimate setting. I know you guys are playing the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Sunday, June 7th, but you should do like a small bar tour. Like, I don't mean to compare you to Lady Gaga, but that was a cool thing. And Garth Brooks did that. He played Joe's on Weed Street.
Yeah. Now, you know, we do, during the course of the tour, we'll do a lot of, like, these casino things, too, and a lot of them are a little smaller, but a lot of people do them, and it's great, because I like playing the intimate shows. You know, the big shows like, you know, Hollywood Amphitheater, that's a big place.
Right.
And it's great and all, but, yeah, like you said, you know, it actually would be kind of cool. Now, Aragon, they still got, I remember they had a really tall stage at that place.
They still do. They have a balcony, and it's just, you know, it's standing room only all over the place.
Right. I remember we played that show, and I know I had a few cocktails before we played, and I was just worried because they had us pushed so far to the front of the stage, I was afraid I was going to fall off the stage.
Do you look back and laugh? Van Halen opened for Journey back in 1978.
Not really. I mean, you know, we were, unlike bands like Foreigner and Boston that came out like right around the same time we did and had a huge hit right out of the box, you know, and they're playing stadiums. We started out playing all the you know, the smaller theater gigs and whatever, and Journey had just gotten Steve Perry, and probably the biggest mistake they won't admit it, but probably the biggest mistake they say to each other was having us open for them on that tour. Because at the end of every week, they were trying to get us kicked off that tour because we were a little, you know, we were a little wild back then. You know, we were just out to have a good time.
Just a tiny bit. Well, how has backstage changed from 1978 to now?
Oh my! Let's just say that a lot of times it's more exciting here at my house on a weekend.
By the way, if you don't follow Michael Anthony, the bassist, on Instagram, I mean, it's a nice peek into your life. And I want to say, and I don't have my phone in front of me, but I want to say over Christmas, you had a light-up shirt with your dogs. You were sitting, I think, in front of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I've been doing that for the last few years, actually. I don't know how it started, just to put on my website, and then all of a sudden when I got into doing Instagram, I thought, you know, that's kind of cool, so I just kind of find, I like to collect all kinds of, you know, nutty stuff. You know, I got like, you know, if you saw that video, I've got like Christmas hats that play music and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And my dogs, they love it. They love me for doing that to them, though.
Well, I love Instagram because you get a peek into people's lives like yours. I mean, there's pictures of you on stage with Sammy, and then there's pictures of you in a light-up Christmas sweater with your two dogs.
Yeah, you know, what I really like about Instagram, I mean, I post stuff like when we're on tour and whatever, but you know what? I think the people, they really kind of like to see what you're like when you're not on stage. Or, you know, and... A lot of it probably people go, oh my God, he's really like that.
Right, yes. They want to know what you do outside of being on stage and outside of being a rock star.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I'm not one of these guys that posts every single day and whatever. You know, I like, if I got something I think is kind of cool, then I'll post it. You know, usually it's like when I buy a new car or something like that.
Right. I like that. Well, Michael, I'm going to have you hold on a second. We got to check weather and traffic, and we'll get back to you in 1 second, okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It's cold out there.
Michael.
Okay, go ahead, man. I'm going to hold.
Michael Anthony is coming to town with The Circle and Sammy Hagar at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Sunday, June 7th. Let's take a look at traffic with Lauren. WGN on the phone with us. Michael Anthony coming to town with Sammy Hagar and The Circle. They'll be in town at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Sunday, June 7th. Michael, when you come to town, do you get a little nervous because you have a crazy band with you, meeting your family and friends back here in Chicago?
You know, it's not that bad now, but in the beginning, it was the worst. I cringed every time, you know, I saw we were coming to Chicago, because my family would always try to pull something, like maybe, you know, just being themselves, that I'd end up having to apologize to the band for when we were through playing out there.
That is the worst.
Hey, that's family, though. I mean, real quick, just a quick story. We were in Schaumburg, I think it was, and we did an in-store signing, a record store signing. It was called Hegwish Records or something like that.
Okay.
It's an old record store. And, you know, I look up, and it's like, great, you know, we all got beers and everything, you know, and it's snowing outside. I forget, we came pulling up in some weird vehicle or whatever. And we come in to make the big entrance, and when, you know, sooner start signing, I look, and here comes about 20 of my family members
through
the front door. And I'm, like, sweating. And the next thing I know, right next to me, Dave's right next to me, and it's like, hi, Dave. I'm Mike. Can you sign this one to Auntie Vicky? And I'm like going, no! You know, just little things like that, you know. Or else they'd all be lined up in the front of the stage when we're playing, you know. And that's the worst. That's worse than playing to any other crowd. Just having my family stand right in front of the crowd.
And you're doing shots. Back in the day, you used to drink Jack Daniels. What are you drinking on stage now?
You know what? Every now and then I will have a shot of Jack Daniels. Now, Hagar, he tries to get me to drink one of his products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of guy he is. And, you know, I'll have some of his Beach Bar rum or Santo or whatever, you know. I'm not too picky of a drinker myself, but, you know, mostly I'll just light up a beer. You know, I'll do a shot. I'll do a couple shots during the show. And if somebody's close to me in the crowd, I'll hand them out a shot, too.
Well, you got to hand it to Sammy, because he's also, you know, selling his product, because he's got what? He's got the gin now. He sold the Cabo Wabo tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got the gin, and he's got some type of a mix. So he drinks it on stage, and people want to go out and buy it.
Yeah.
So that's...
He's always promoting some kind of drink, you know. I don't know.
That is smart. We're talking with Michael Anthony. Now, yesterday on Twitter and Instagram, Sammy wished Eddie Van Halen a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Sunday was his birthday.
Sunday was his birthday. What's the relationship now? Do you guys ever talk? Because the rumors were flying that the original members of Van Halen were going to get back together and go on tour. They were going to try to grab you, and Sammy said that would be okay. He told us on this radio station, if that happened, he'd change around the tour for you.
Yeah, actually, to put it in a nutshell, I'll take you back. Like, it was at the end of 2018, and Sammy and I, we were doing a few shows here and there on the West Coast, like some corporate stuff. And I actually got a call from Irving Azoff, who's was taking
sure.
care of Van Halen.
Right.
And Irving asked me I'd be interested, and it would be something that would happen this past summer. And so I said, sure, I'd be interested to hear what you got to say. And I put him in touch with my manager, and they talked back and forth, and they blocked out this time, actually. It was like June, July, August or something like that. And I told Sammy, obviously, and he was really cool. He said, you know what, if you're going to do that, they want you to do it. I think that's great. And we'll take those months off. And we actually did, because we toured April, May.
Right.
And then we took the whole summer off. And Jason, he had his band, his Led Zeppelin thing, and they opened up for Peter Frampton last summer. And for whatever reason, you know, I'm not going to speculate or whatever. Well, I can't speculate, but I don't know for sure. But we never even actually got to having a meeting or anything, and then the plug got pulled on the whole thing.
Is that because of Eddie's sickness or just because...
I heard rumors that it could have been because of Eddie's health, that he couldn't commit. But, you know, I don't want to say for sure that's what it was.
Right.
And they keep really tight-lipped in that camp about what's going on. And Eddie, he's being very private about... obviously, everybody knows. He's very private about what's going on in
right.
his life health-wise. So, you know, I found out that, you know, the plug got pulled, and then we ended up having... basically the summer off.
Which was kind of nice. You could relax during the summertime for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, Jason, when he would take a break, it was funny because Jason was working his butt off with Frampton, but every time that we knew he was going to take a break, we pulled a corporate show here or there or whatever, so Jason would come off of that, and he was expecting to go home for a couple of days and rest. And no, he jumped out with us and played a couple of shows. And so we played a few shows here and there. But, yeah, it was actually kind of sad. I was really looking forward to doing that.
What is your relationship with those guys? I know Dave is on tour. David Lee Roth is on tour with Kiss right now. He's going to do a mm-hmm. residency in Vegas. Do you ever interact with them, or is that...
You know what? To tell you the truth right now, Dave played, I think, two or three shows in Vegas already, the beginning of this month. And I was actually going to show up at a show, at one of his first shows. I think he played the House of Blues in Las Vegas.
Right.
But we had some corporate thing come up, and I had to fly out of town for that, so I ended up not doing it. But other than that, I haven't had really any contact with any of those guys.
Well, talking to you and talking to Sammy, you guys are always happy. And I just can't imagine. I know Dave has his high highs and low lows, but the Van
yeah.
Halen brothers seem like they're down in the dumps.
Yeah, well, you know, especially at this point in my life, I don't need any kind of drama or whatever. I
no.
want to go out and have fun. I've had such good fortune playing, you know, doing what I'm doing, and I've afforded myself the luxury to be able to, you know, Sammy too, to be able to just basically do what we want, and we can go out there and play music and actually have fun, you know, whether we're playing a huge place or a small place or whatever, and that's what I choose to do. I choose to go out music and play and have fun.
Well, that's the way it should be, right? That's
yeah.
why you got into the business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, unfortunately, when you get a band, and all the big bands, they'll tell you the same thing. You know, it turns into a big corporate thing after a while, and then next thing you know, each guy's got his own manager, his own chef, his
yeah.
own this and that, and then when everybody has their own lawyer, then that's when the fun really starts happening.
Oh my gosh!
So it's kind of nice to get kind of back to, you know, when we go out and play the circle, you know, it's just we just go out and have fun. It's like. The only thing that I don't like about any of this is living out of the suitcase if I got to do it. But going out and hanging out with the guys and playing shows is great. And when we do this tour, it's this coming tour is going to be a lot of fun because we decided, you know, we had our album that came out last May, and we decided let's keep the momentum going. And so we got Night Ranger and Whitesnake, you
right.
know, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. We know David covered. I know David, and I actually know the guys in Night Ranger. They opened up a few shows for us last year, so I think it's going to be a really good show.
Well, I wanted to ask you about Coverdale. Does he still have the hair?
He still has the hair, I heard. And you know, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to start. I don't want to start any crap. Before
no, not at all. No.
Yeah, but you know what? He's really he lives out here in Northern California,
okay.
outside of Lake Tahoe. And we've played. There's an outdoor venue that they set up every year up there in Lake Tahoe out here, and they do a summer series of concerts. And they have everybody from country acts to you name it. And we've played it a few times, and it's a great show. They get between 7,000 people out there outside, and David's come to a couple of them. He's come up on stage and jammed with us, so I'm pretty sure that there's going to be a lot of that going on, and with the Night Ranger guys, and so it's going to be, you know, everybody will be trying to blow each other off stage, I guess, in a nice way. You know, everybody
right.
wants to be the guy, the band, but we're all good friends, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think there's going to be a lot of interaction on stage between the bands.
And I do want to mention, you mentioned Jason, that you're talking about Jason Bonham, who is the drummer
yeah.
in your current band. Jason Bonham, of course, the son of John Bonham of Led Zeppelin fame, and he's been on, and the stories that he can tell about the old days of Uncle Robert and just talking about everyone in Led Zeppelin are just classics.
Oh, when we when we get going, whether it's backstage or whether like when we're in the studio or whatever, he gets on a thing, and then Sammy and Vic, we sit around like guys, like Boy Scouts around the campfire, and Jason will tell us stories.
That's the best, man.
You know, and it's great though. I mean, it's great that. He talks about his relationship with all the guys, and he tells us a lot of stories. And it's cool because they were one of my favorite bands growing up.
God, you sound so happy on the phone and seeing you guys. I've seen you guys in concert. It's so much fun to see you and Sammy having fun on stage. It's happening at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Sunday, June 7th. Tickets go on sale Friday. Michael Anthony, you're the best, man. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, tell people if they go to, I think we have pre-sales that are starting. If they go to redrocker.com, Sammy's website, they can check out pre-orders. But, it's going to be a good time, man. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun show.
You're the best, brother.
All right, man. Great
we'll see you this summer.
You, Chicago boy coming home this summer.
I love it. We'll have you in studio when you come to town.
Cool, man. If I can do it, I'd like to come down.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Okay, good talking to you, Pete.
That is Michael Anthony, everybody. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.